This is Day to Day. I'm Mike Schuster. In 1968, CBS announced a revolution in the world of journalism with these words.
Good evening. This is 60 Minutes. It's a kind of a magazine for television.
That was the late newsman Harry Reasoner, who, like many 60 Minutes correspondents, became a trusted voice in American news broadcasting. Don Hewitt created 60 Minutes and currently leads the program as executive producer, but he's scheduled to step down from the show in 2004 and will assume another executive post at CBS. Earlier, he spoke with Alex Chadwick about his history with 60 Minutes and what his departure says about the direction of the program.
Things are going to change at 60 Minutes because this is your last year, is that correct?
Well, yeah. It wasn't going to be, and then they realized they were changing things too precipitously. I'm going to be here at CBS till I'm 90. I signed a 10-year deal after my 80th birthday, and I'm going to poke around and be a general pain in the neck to everybody and see if we can't come up with something else as stunningly successful as 60 Minutes has been.
I called a veteran 60 Minutes producer to ask about this because this is really something. Don Hewitt is not going to be running 60 Minutes anymore. And this person told me Don was pushed out and he's angry about it.
I'm not angry about it. I think maybe they're not as smart as I thought they were. I sometimes wonder if they really know what they're doing.
Why is it that they think there should be new leadership at 60 Minutes? You're still in the top 10 shows most of the time, not the top 10 news shows, the top 10 shows on television.
I think they probably are afraid that I'm going to come in one morning and find me dead at my desk. It's kind of a mystery to me. I can't believe that two guys as smart as Mel Karmazin and Les Moonves run a company based on how old you are rather than how good you are.
These are the guys running CBS.
Yeah, but let's face it, it's happening everywhere. There are guys being pushed out the door at companies all over America for no reason other than chronologically their clock is run to a certain point that somebody arbitrarily thinks, well, that's retirement age. You're also dealing with an industry that has written off over 50 million older Americans. They just wrote them off as obsolete, and I have a theory about that, Alex. I believe that it's those young kids who work in advertising agencies getting even with their fathers. They're saying to them, all right, Pop, you wouldn't let me watch television when I was a kid.
I'm going to fix
you. You're not going to find anything on television. I'm going to fix your wagon. But there's a whole thing about youth and age. I once went out to a CBS affiliates meeting and I said, haven't you guys ever heard of Viagra? I mean, there's a new world out there and somehow it escapes them.
You're going to stay as a consultant to 60 Minutes.
You know something? I know a lot of guys who claim they're consultants. I don't know what they consult with you about or what you consult with them about, but it's a title and you get paid for it and you get a nice office and a secretary, and all the perks, and that's kind of like how they pay you back for throwing you the hell out.
So the consultant's job is, come into the office, but please don't show up where we actually do anything because we don't want you interfering.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I don't want to interfere. There's nothing worse than a guy who used to work here, looking over people's shoulders, telling them what to do, what not to do. Even if you think they're screwing up, keep your mouth shut.
I was wondering about that. I was thinking, boy, can you imagine taking over as the executive producer of 60 Minutes and having Don Hewitt as a consultant? Whoa.
Well, but the point is, do they want me as a consultant? I think the consultant thing is, that's how they butter you up. Well, we're not throwing you out the door. Look, you're going to be our consultant. And if you come up with any stories or any shows that we don't want to do, we'll let you syndicate them. And I've already got a lot of ideas. I thought Time Magazine was a lot smarter than CBS. CBS cloned 60 Minutes and made a 60 Minutes too. Time was smarter. They didn't clone Time and make two copies of Time. They made people.
Right.
And we used to do a show called Who's Who, which was a blockbuster, but it went off the air because it couldn't get a 25 share. Today, they'd kill for a 25 share. I would like to resurrect Who's Who, And now if they want to do people like Britney Spears and Eminem, great. They belong in a People magazine, a who's who. They're, you know, for a while, because they're on a youth kick, I got this thing about, well, you know, you're doing the wrong stories. And I said, no. You guys are doing the wrong show. If those are the people you want to reach, you got the wrong broadcast. We're doing the right stories for the broadcast we're charged with doing. I think you're doing the wrong broadcast if that's what you want.
Let me ask you about your longtime partner and colleague and friend, Mike Wallace. He is staying on the program, although he also will have something of a reduced role.
I think Mike could accept the reduced role probably better than I did. You know, it was put to me. Larry King said to me, okay, you said you were going to die at your desk. And I said, yeah, but I didn't say where that desk was going to be. It doesn't have to be at CBS. And if they don't want the desk there, I just don't go somewhere else. In fact, I already talked to Jay Kernis once about NPR.
Jay is our vice president for programming, and he used to work for you at 60 Minutes.
He certainly did. And I said, listen, he called me, and he said, listen, if you decide to leave there, call me. And I said, I will. I also got calls from Fox. Bill O'Reilly called me and said, if you don't decide to stay there or they don't decide to keep you there, call me. So I've had no shortage of places to go, but they made it quite desirable to stay here, and that's what I'm going to do.
If you don't mind my asking, Don, how old are you?
I'm going to be 81 in December.
Why don't you retire?
Because I want to die at my desk. I don't want to die in a rowboat. I don't want to die in a tennis court or a golf course. I'm motivated to come to work. Well, actually, I come to play. Somebody said to me, do you still go to work? And I said, I haven't been to work in a half a century. It's so enjoyable. I mean, 50 years ago, I was at Queen Elizabeth's coronation. Now, you can't call that work. I was at Grace Kelly's wedding. I don't think that fits the definition of work. And it's been a pleasure, and it's been a sleigh ride. And I don't think anybody's ever been happier working for anybody than I have working for CBS.
Don Hewitt of 60 Minutes, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
I loved it. Thank you.
That interview from Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.